What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Fan Morning Show here on 93.7 The Fan. Happy Monday. Man, if you're heading to the airport, Nicholas, if you saw those lines for TSA, it's insane.
I've only flown once.
Only once in your life?
Yep.
But you got a vacation
coming. My sister in Texas.
So. You got a vacation coming at some point here.
No, I don't have one planned.
No, but you're going to have one. You may not have planned it yet, but you've got a vacation.
I guess
as
I
part of
take
your
one.
New gig.
I haven't thought too much about vacations. No.
But yeah, it's pretty insane.
I probably won't fly. I'll probably just stay home or drive somewhere. Yeah, I can't do. Flying's tough. It's a tough time.
Last year, Paul Skeens got on a plane and came to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And it was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And here he is, an all-star. So. We're doing the post-game show yesterday from the ballpark and kind of reading through some of the scores and waiting because, of course, ESPN had to go with the American League first. And you're waiting. It's like, okay, who's it going to be from the Pirates? Who's it going to be? And Joel Nelson, it's like almost yells in my headset, Skeens is an all-star. And then to be able to say that on, I mean, the numbers are crazy. It's 10 starts. But I just want to go to, like, Baseball Savant and some of the things that he's done. His xERA is 91%. His fastball velocity is 99%. His strikeout percentage is 96%. The lack of walks, he's 87th percentile in walks. And in 10 starts, 2.12 ERA, 78 strikeouts in 59 and a third, and he's 5-0. So a team that has, 42 wins, and he's got five of them, and he's only been around for a short period of time. But think about that, Paul Skeens able to get in the All-Star game, playing 10 games in the majors. Just 10. And it's more than this. We discussed it on Friday, Nicholas. I think there's more to be had there, meaning I don't think it's just a, hey, maybe he'll get in and pitch at some point in the game. I think it's a, he should start the All-Star game.
I would have to agree with that. He's the most exciting pitcher of them all.
I'm sure the Chris Sale fan club and the Ranger Suarez fan club in Philadelphia would tell you something different.
Chris Sale won a World Series. Ranger Suarez is having one good season.
And listen, I if you want to play the argument, oh, you have to earn it, you have to go through. This is an exhibition game.
No, I'm tired of that mentality throughout baseball, Jeff. Break the rules a little bit. Give us some excitement.
And All-Star games need excitement. All-Star games are dying on the vine.
I think Paul Skeens is starting a trend where Maybe you'll see this a little more with players starting to come up faster for teams that need the help. I feel like it's the start of a trend because it felt like there were so many times before where teams would be like, yeah, we got to put a guy in there for a year. We got to go through the process. I think the process is going to change drastically here coming up.
You know, it's amazing. It's just a few months ago, we were all complaining, why isn't he with the team now? Why isn't he with it now? It seems to have worked out well. Credit to the Pirates.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, he was dominating AAA. He was barely giving up runs.
But it seems to have played out well. He's been... I won't even say it. But he's come through AAA, made his debut. The question, you know, at some point in the future, we'll get into whether he can finish the season. But, man, this is incredible what he is doing right now. He is a face of baseball, and he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's what is so cool about this is for Pirates fans that have waited for somebody. I mean, Andrew McCutchen was great. He was recognized. He came onto the scene, was helped turn a team that had lost for 20-some straight years with losing seasons, get into the postseason. And he was a huge part of that, MVP. But even he didn't burst onto the scene like this. I mean, MLB TV is breaking in all the time. They're leading with talk about a Pirates player. That's what's made it so cool. And then you wonder, okay, are these... Because it's now voted by the players, and then the MLB executive or commissioner's office fills in the rest, which leaves so much ambiguity of how this whole process happens. And it's better that it's not the managers, because then you put them in an awkward situation. Why didn't you pick this guy? Or if there's somebody on your own team, hey, why didn't you pick me, man? I'm one of your best players. So that part I get. Player vote, all right. But I love the... All right, maybe if there's somebody missed, then there's a commissioner's selection that fills out the roster. However, what had happened with Paul Skeens, it is the, and now it's time to take the next step and to have Paul Skeens start the All-Star game. You want eyes? You want social media attention? Few as popular as Livy.
Yeah, get the Livy Dunn fan club interested.
I mean, she already had a party for him last night with the all-star balloons.
Yeah, I saw that.
And champagne and pizza.
Man, that was just that's great.
How many million views did that thing get? And now you're gonna have an all-star game where you could start Chris Sale. What kind of buzz is that gonna bring? Eh, okay, he deserves it. That's nice. Fans in Atlanta will like it, and maybe some upset Boston fans will watch because of it, but outside of the baseball world. But hey, if you're a casual baseball fan or not a baseball fan, hey, I heard about this rookie. Throws at 100 miles an hour, and he's only been in the league for, a couple of games, and now I'm going to check this out. Because I heard of Aaron Judge, this monster with the Yankees that is putting up incredible numbers, and they really are incredible numbers. I want to see that to start off the game. I don't want to wait till the seventh inning and have Paul Skeens come in with the reserves from the other team. Let's see Paul Skeens start it. And if it's such a big deal for Chris Sale or Ranger Suarez, tough.
Without the buzz contributing, do you think that Skeens is still more deserving than anybody else in the National League?
To start or to be on the
let's
team?
Let's not even put like past season's precedent in there. This season, what all these pitchers have done, not factoring in the buzz it would get just, you know, from the attention that Skeens is getting, do you think based on statistics and performance that Skeens is more deserving than any of these other pitchers?
Probably not than Sale. I mean, Sale's numbers are pretty insane. He's got 127 strikeouts and I think 19 walks. on a really good team. Like, Chris Sale's been really good. Good for him.
Well, then I guess I'll...
Like, he's dealt with a lot in his career. But I'm saying for... You could argue that Skeens is the best pitcher in the game right now. Forget the history of it. I'm not saying the best overall. But is anyone throwing better than Paul Skeens right now?
See, I would argue not.
At least a starting pitcher.
No, I hear you. I still think that he's, if we're talking about deserving, I still think that he's the best of any of the selections right now. Because, I mean, Sale's doing all right, but he's getting more crafty in his old age. Ranger Suarez has figured something out this season. Paul Skeens set a foundation for how good he seems he's going to be for a good while here.
Well, he's the talk of baseball.
He's electric. Now, sometimes I think I would worry about setting a bad precedent with these players because, you know, you don't want players to get frustrated on other teams for actually deserving things. But even when I look at it, though, and I reflect on it, I think that Skeens still deserves it most. Not only because of the buzz it would get, but he is a solid performer out there as well.
Well, I think from a baseball standpoint, the buzz is important. Like, you want that buzz starting the game.
Yeah. Sometimes I do worry, though, because, like, if you set a bad precedent, then, like, it's going to become a popularity contest, and I think you don't want that. I think you still want to put the most deserving guys out there. But, like, I understand from a temporary, like, hype-up point where the All-Star games have been, you want those guys to get in there. So I'm glad that he got elected right, you know, at all.
So the other eight position players and DH are all voted, right? They're a fan vote.
Yeah.
That's who the starters are.
Yes.
If the pitchers were a fan vote, I feel pretty confident Paul Skeens would win that vote.
Do we know why they're not? Like, why there wouldn't be an option where you can select among a list of starters? And
maybe at some point, I don't know. Because, you know, at one point it was picked by the managers.
Right. So, I think was it always a fan vote with position players?
It's been for a long time.
Okay. So, you know, I wasn't around back in the 80s, so I don't.
I remember back in the day when you used to have you'd have the paper ballots. You go to the stadium and get paper ballots and you'd have punch ballots.
Oh, that's cool.
And you'd punch out the players that you wanted.
Oh, well, that's nifty.
Now, you're only supposed to do it a few times, but, you know, you could grab 100 of them.
Well, now they just let you vote multiple times online anyway.
Yeah, but I think aren't you cut to...
You get 5 a day.
Yeah, just, there's some limit.
But yeah,
yeah,
no,
it used
I mean,
to be like, at punch cards, so you'd look at it and you'd say, oh, okay, punch this dude. The only thing is, if like you mistakenly hit the wrong one, then...
Oh, tough.
Or you thought one lined up with another. Then you have a hanging Chad, which is a whole other topic.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know why they couldn't just give you a list of, like, I mean, I guess there's so many. That's probably why. There's a lot now that I think about it, because you've got 5 starters on a team. So you have a list of, what would that be, 5 starters a team, 30 teams. Yeah, it's 150 names. That's a lot.
But he should start the game.
For sure, yes.
I mean, I saw that Jeff Passan had something where, well, some veteran players are saying they're, you know, a little wary of having... It's not that these veteran players aren't getting into the game, and this is an exhibition for the betterment of the sport. Paul Skeens betters the sport for all of them. Yes, he's only pitched 10 games, but more eyes will be on it because he pitches than probably anyone else. And here's the thing, too, and you hear a lot of rule changes, like purists hate the pitch clock or the purists that hated that. Well, baseball's not trying to attract you. They have you. They have the hardcore fan. They're trying to get the fan that's kind of like, maybe I'll go to a game, but, they're too damn long. Similar thing with the All-Star game. They got the diehards. They're looking for some kind of baseball fix. The Home Run Derby gets some marginal fans to watch.
It's so much better now. The clock has really helped the sport altogether.
Yes.
Where they just could take infinite amount of pitches before you get 10 outs. Now you have a clock.
It's funny, yesterday I think it was Nick Gonzalez got called timeout and got out of the box and actually went into the grass, and the umpire like scolded him like, nope, you're not allowed over there. You got to stay within this within this area. And as I'm watching that, I was thinking, damn, that used to happen every pitch.
Yeah.
Especially if a pitcher was rolling and you were trying to use some time to slow him down or to throw him off. I mean, it's just it's been smart. And for people, it's, oh, you can't have a – but the beauty of the game is that it doesn't have a clock. Well, no, the beauty of the game is the beauty of the game, and the fact that it has a clock now makes it so much better.
I always argue, too, that the players aren't going to police themselves. That's what rules are for, right? They're not going to rush if there's no incentive for them to rush.
And yeah, it's a strategy for some of the guys. Let's take that out.
Yadier Molina.
You know, it's like, you know, you see the, what is it, 2 hours and 5 minutes, the complete game, Steve Blass, World Series winner,
mm-hmm.
because guys didn't step out of the box.
Mark Burley for the White Sox, too, was real good. When I was growing up, I remember he would just stand on the mound and the hitters would feel pressured to keep getting back in the box, and his games were real quick. Things need to change, though. Paul Skenes, yes, put him in there.
So what does Skenes think of all of this? All the early attention. If you saw the video online, the Pirates had a camera in the clubhouse when it was announced, and he said it was pretty cool. But what does Paul Skenes think? What are his thoughts on being named an All-Star? And congratulations to Brian Reynolds as well. Reynolds had a huge June, and he's carried that over into July. Obviously had that monster game on Friday with the 6 RBIs and the Grand Slam and a couple of home runs. We'll hear from Brian Reynolds a little bit later. But the talk of baseball has been Paul Skenes, and what Paul Skenes is saying, that is next. It's Fan Morning Show. Jeff Hathorn for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul Skenes is an all-star, and a little bit later we'll get into the games itself, not just the game, but that ninth inning from Aroldis. Mistakes we've seen in the last couple, that fun game on Friday. The final game against the Mets comes your way in a rare Monday afternoon matchup on a non-holiday. 12:35 first pitch. You can hear that over on our sister station, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, with pregame starting with North Shore Tavern leadoff show starting at around 11:40 for Mitch Keller's start against the Mets, as the Pirates have a chance to at least split the series against New York. But we start the day with Paul Skenes being named to the All-Star game, drafted just under a year ago. First time that a player has basically gone from the draft to the All-Star game. Never happened before. And here's what Paul Skenes said about that honor right afterwards.
Paul, just 10 games into your big league career and you're an All-Star. I mean, has that set in yet? Are you able to kind of process all of this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's happened quick. You know, hopefully I'll have some time when I get out there to take it all in and you know, be able to experience it all. But just a really cool opportunity all around.
You said the All-Star game was a family event for you. That was something you guys really were into. What, do you have any favorite All-Star memories or something you'd like to make one? I mean, something, one you'd like to make this time?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to remember as much as possible. I would imagine that it's probably going to be, you know, a blur, a lot happening over a short span of time with the home run derby and then the All-Star game, but just try to, you know, try to meet as many people as possible and pick their brains, and because the concentration of talent and knowledge at the All-Star game is unlike anything that I'm ever going to experience in my life. So just going to want to experience that and learn as much as possible.
Was this something you even considered being a possibility when you debuted in May? Just because, I mean, you came up mid-season. Did you even think this was a chance of happening?
Not really. Yeah, I didn't, haven't thought about it a ton. You know, up to this point, obviously starting the year in AAA, the odds of going to the Major League All-Star game are pretty slim, and so that wasn't one of my goals necessarily or expectations of this season, but just a huge honor that I'm able to do it, obviously over a short period of span in the big leagues.
That said, Paul, I remember after your first start, Wrigley said to me, I'm going to do something cooler than that at some point in my career. Is this pretty cool? I mean, have this wash over you so quickly?
Yeah, and I still hope I do something cooler than making an All-Star game, too, so that kind of still stands.
Well, one of the reasons you're here and one of the reasons you've been picked is your numbers are really good with runners on base, runners in scoring position. You've quelled a lot of rallies. You've managed to keep the games at the opposing offenses at bay. Why have you been so good with runners on base so far this season?
It just comes down to executing. And I think that's something that really good pitchers are able to do. Yeah, it just comes down to executing pitches and getting guys out, because hitters' approaches change. Our approach needs to change in terms of getting them out too. So ultimately just comes down to executing those situations.
Paul, I'm sure you've watched a lot of All-Star games growing up. Do you have a favorite memory of just anything that happened in an All-Star game when you're watching as a fan of the game?
I don't know. I always I go in visitor locker rooms, you know, around the league, you see pictures of you know, some really good players. Like, we went to Detroit, and Chapman was on the wall with two different teams and, like, 6 years apart in, like, All-Star game photos. And you see, you know, as a grown-up an Angels fan, I saw Mike Trout on there, obviously Chapman, Miggy, and guys like that. I think the cool part about the All-Star, or one of the cool parts about the All-Star game is, you know, seeing the MVP and getting the car at the end of it. So I definitely remember that. But it's been cool to, you know, be able to kind of reminisce over that kind of thing as I grew up, you know, watching the game and seeing little things like that, little mementos in opposing visitor locker rooms. It kind of puts things in perspective.
Safe to say you want a chance to win a car?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the statistics are on pitchers winning it, but yeah, I definitely remember Mike Trout winning a car or two. Yeah, who knows?
Paul, what does it mean to you just to be able to represent this organization in this event, be able to share this with Brian as well?
Yeah, means a lot, and it's a little bit bittersweet because I think that we have, you know, three or four other guys that are deserving of going, and it's just, you know, the rosters are small, and you know, there's public voting and that kind of thing. And so there's a lot that goes into it, but you know, it'd be really cool to share it with more people than just Brian, and let everybody see how good of an organization and the talent that we have here is. So it's an honor to be able to represent the city of Pittsburgh and the Pirates in the All-Star game, but definitely wish that we could, you know, kind of share that with more people.
You got to face Shohei already in the season. Who would you like to face on the AL side?
I don't know. I mean, Soto and Judge are the two guys, you know, within their own lineup, and then they'll probably be back to back again in the All-Star game too. But it's tough to pick one, just because of how concentrated the talent is. There are so many good players around the league.
What do you think about the possibility of starting, Paul? Is that crazy? You know, would you welcome it? I know it's not your choice, obviously, but you know, you're probably aware of people like wanting to see you start for the eyeballs that it would attract, that sort of thing.
How do you process that? That'd be cool. I have no expectations. I don't know how that works. I don't know what, you know, who gets to decide that kind of thing. But that would definitely be cool.
Oh, you went from winning the national championship at LSU to being drafted first overall to making your major league debut and now making the All-Star game all basically the span of a year. What has that been like for you? What kind of a whirlwind has it been? Or is it pretty much kind of things coming together in the way you expected?
Definitely can't expect it. I think it's just a product of probably being present and you know, doing the work that it takes and that kind of thing. The expectation was definitely to win the national championship when we were there. That was the only thing that we wanted to do. But in terms of you know, getting drafted first overall and getting called up when I got called up and you know, now the All-Star game, there were no real expectations for me. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of just about doing as much as I can and then putting, you know, allowing others to make the decision for me. And so, I, you know, it's been a lot that's happened over the course of a year, obviously. But, yeah, I don't know. It hasn't necessarily been a whirlwind or anything like that. But looking back, it's gone quick.
Paul Skenes, after finding out that he is a Major League All-Star representing the National League, whether he will start or not, says it would be cool. Yes, it would be. Paul Skenes, an All-Star. There's some other All-Stars, some with Pirates ties, some with Pittsburgh ties. We'll take a look at that as we continue. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Jeff Hathorn for Adam Crowley and Torin Dickerson this morning. Mark Cabali is going to join us for the rest of the show coming up at 7 o'clock here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Celebrate Christmas in July with us. Odyssey and the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, HARP, invite you to join Stuff the Doghouse on July 13th and 14th. Drive through, donate pet supplies at Harp's Northside or Eastside locations, and help make a difference for our furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog and puppy food, treats, and more. Visit the events page at 937thefan.com for the full list. More than just Paul Skeens and Brian Reynolds going to the All-Star Game, Bruce Bochy and Torey Lovullo are the managers. And 17 first-time All-Stars. Jose Altuve and Salvador Perez from the Royals, the most familiar names, each making their ninth game. There are no double-digit All-Stars, which is rare because typically you see those guys that have been around forever. The Pujols type players that get in the game year after year after year after year. And the most veteran will only be making their ninth appearance in those two. Mookie Betts will make his eighth consecutive appearance. The Phillies are sending seven, including Bryce Harper. The starters for the National League, if you forget, we'll go over them really quickly. Contreras, Harper, Ketel Marte, Trey Turner, Bohm, Profar, Tatis, Yelich, with Otani as the DH. A couple of other names. Luis Arraez, who was traded to the Padres, had started off the year a little slow. He's doing okay. Freddie Freeman from the Dodgers. Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds. I hate to say it when there's own division, but man, this dude is a rising star as well. Marcell Ozuna from the Braves, of course, Brian Reynolds. Pitchers, we know about Paul Skeens. Tyler Glasnow from the Dodgers. And I mean, Glasnow didn't have the hype of Skeens. But when people say, oh, we haven't seen stuff like Glasnow's stuff was pretty close, but it wasn't working for him. Like it just didn't click mentally. Like what the Pirates were saying, where he was, what he was listening to, any of it just wasn't clicking here. He's now an All-Star with the Dodgers. And Helsley has been lights out for the Cardinals. Chris Sale has been really good. I mean, 127 strikeouts to 19 walks. Very deserving. All of those will be All-Stars. All-time series, the AL leads 47-44 with two ties, which really irks some people, which made for some crazy rules that no longer existed as an exhibition game. We're going to do a open phone segment. Get your thoughts at 412-928-9370 next on, it could be whether Paul Skeens should start. It could be on, was Mitch Keller snubbed? It could also be on the Pirates' last couple of games and where they sit as we are a week away from that All-Star break. All of that continues here on the Fan Morning Show. And we'll do that coming up next here on 93.7 The Fan. All right, the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Should Paul Skeens start in the All-Star game? Absolutely, or maybe not. Absolutely leads at 78% so far. You could do that at X, at 93.7TheFan. If you have a thought on Paul Skeens or on how the Pirates did over the weekend, 412-928-9370. We'll do that right now. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So Skeens goes to the All-Star game. Brian Reynolds goes to the All-Star game. Mitch Keller, not selected. 9 wins. Been the most consistent pitcher. Obviously, Skeens has been dominant. Jared Jones has had a really good year. I heard people mention Colin Holderman as a possibility to be an All-Star. He was scored on in 3 of his last 6 opportunities, and that probably ended it for Colin, but he has been their most consistent reliever so far this year. Friday was such a fun day. 14-2. You're down early in that game. You get a couple of solo home runs to get you back even. Skeens just didn't seem like the same guy or didn't seem as locked in as we've seen him in other games. Just wasn't as sharp. And, of course, the bar is so high. Still hadn't given up much, but just wasn't as sharp. Then Brian Reynolds hits the two-run homer to make it 4-2, and fireworks went off. Last couple of games, little mistakes here and there. Guys getting picked off bases. Drop pup pop-up. Bad relay throw into a cutoff man yesterday that, you know, maybe if Cruz catches that, well, A, Cruz has to catch that. But if that ball is thrown where it needs to be, instead of up high for Cruz to try to go up and make a play, maybe that's a different result. But too many of those little mistakes. And it's a team that isn't deep enough at this point to be able to overcome little mistakes. There are teams, Dodgers can overcome little mistakes. They've got hitting. They've got ways to make up for making those errors. You know, Grandal catching that third strike. Aroldis Chapman just, I mean, blow away Jose Iglesias. And I mean, credit to him, 8-pitch walk. I don't want to take anything away from him battling in that situation, but Chapman needs to finish off that play. And you kind of go in after that 14, okay, they got a chance in this. It's a possibility. This is still here for them. And then the last two games, especially when you get two more really good pitching performances. 43 times this year, the Pirates have had a quality start. And yet the Pirates have lost 47 games. Just not getting the consistent hitting. You get guys that will streak. I mean, even Brian Reynolds struggled at times in the season, then got really hot in June and in July and led him back to the All-Star game. Rowdy Tellez obviously had the horrible start. He's been really good. Good for him. He's picked it up. He's figured it out. Maybe Ke'Bryan Hayes is turning it a little bit. He had a couple of hits yesterday, and in fact, his out was probably the best hit ball he had to center field. Hayes has to hit. Sawinski's made better. He's made contact. He wasn't even making contact. Now he's making more solid contact. You could see a little bit upside. You'd see him going in the right direction. But he's been too streaky. And you've got all these teams between the Pirates and returning to the playoffs. And as each day clicks closer to the trade deadline, you know, Ben Cherington said for him, nothing has changed. When he said that most of their answers are internal, nothing has changed. They are now 4.5 back. The wild card is the Braves, Cardinals, and Padres. The Arizona Diamondbacks and New York Mets are 2 games back. Giants are 3.5. Reds are 5. Nationals are 5 back. And the Cubs are 5.5. There's a lot of teams in that mix. Braves, Cardinals, and Padres. I still think Cardinals have had great relief pitching. I'm not sold on them in the second half of the season. I mean, Arizona was in the playoffs last year. The Mets have a monster payroll. Giants have a decent roster. The Reds have some young talent. Maybe the Nationals are playing above their heads. But, I mean, the Braves and Padres, you kind of figure they're going to be in this thing. So you're playing for one spot. Pirates still in this thing? You still feel the same as aggressive as maybe you felt a few days ago about the trade deadline with this group? We'll discuss that as we continue. Mark Abali is going to join us from The Athletic. We'll talk coming up next. I want to get Mark's thoughts on Paul Skeens going into the All-Star game as Pirates righty makes history by being the first to be drafted and within a year be in the All-Star game. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.